Good Erev Shabbos to everyone. It's Parshas Emor and Chutz La'aretz, Baharin, Eretz Yisrael. Tav Shinayin Ches. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Yemer Hashem Moshe, Emor Le Kehanim B'nei Aharon, V'amata Aleim L'nefesh L'Yitam B'Amo. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Tzivui, commandment, to tell the Kayanim that they're not allowed to become tummy to a corpse, they have to remain Tahar. And even till today, where we don't have the Avodah, and we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh, we know Kohanim are extremely careful not to become tummy mace. Rashi says, what does that mean? Emar el kohanim v'amarta aleim. Emar v'amarta, there's two different words in the pasuk, which are really the same. Amira, to tell, to command. Rashi says, l'hazeh gedoyim al ketanim. In order to have the old elders be machanech, educate and teach the younger generation that from a young age, they must be careful not to become tummy. And as we said, even young children who are b'nei kehanim, who are kehanim, are makbid not to become tamei, even b'zman hazeh. There's a beautiful idea that is brought down in the Sfarim that not only is Rashi talking about how to be mechanech, that they have to be mechanech, but Rashi is also talking about how to be mechanech the children. We know that the word lahaz here, hey zayin, hey yud resh, comes from the root word of zayhar. Zayhar means to shine. Zayir Harakia. The job of being mechanech a child, or really being mechanech anybody else, is of course smoil doichek. Sometimes a person has to be tough, but on the other hand, the most important thing is yamin mekari, that you have to be bring with the right hand. You have to keep them close. Maybe we could say that Rashi is also teaching us a method in chinuch of being able lahazir to bring out the shine that the gedolim, that the children, that the parents have to bring out the shine of the children, and they have to tell them how great they are and how great they can be and what their potential is, and to give compliments to what they have accomplished and to show them that they are on the right path and to continue on the right path. As they say today in the vernacular, positive reinforcement. And therefore, Rashi is telling us that not only do you have to warn them, but you also have to explain to them and show them how great it is to be a kohen. That's the general kohen that they have, the general category that they're in, but also in private, in each person's personal life, how great they are and how much more they can be. And that's a lesson that Rashi is teaching us in his words, not only about what the Isser is and what they're not allowed to do, but the way to teach the Kohen how to stay away from Tumah. I was thinking that yesterday was Lag BaOmer, and we know that Reb Shimon ben Yochai, what did he give to the world? He gave the Zayar. He gave something which was the shining, the Pnimius HaTorah, something which brought out the Torah that had not been learned until now. And many people ask, why is it that Lag BaOmer is such a big holiday that's become such a simcha in Klal Yisrael for those of us who have been zeichet to be in Meiron and Lag BaOmer to see what goes on? And that's because Shimon ben Yochai, he gave us the Pnimius HaTorah, the things that were inside the Torah that had not been there, had not been taught, except to the greatest of the holy men of Klal Yisrael until that generation. And perhaps also we can say that just like the Zayir HaKadosh brings out the Pnimius HaTorah, also we have to be Mazir Gedoyel Malach Ketanim, like we said earlier. That the way to bring shine and the way to bring Pnimius out, just like the Pnimius of the Zayir, is to bring out Pnimius from the child by being Mazir him, by being Zohir him, by being Zayhar him, by giving him that feeling that he shines forth, that he's great, that he has great potential, and that we expect great things from him, and that he can accomplish that. With that message, we can go into Shabbos, our Shabbos tables, and to give that message to our children and try to inculcate this idea in our chinuch. A good Shabbos to all.